8 lap relay.
Well, American middle distance running has enjoyed a genuine renaissance over the last 5 or 6 years, and this is another vital stepping stone. Martinez is anchoring them home here. It won't be a clean sweep of middle distance titles for the Kenyans, because an American quartet have upset the form book. A brilliant performance, only just a fraction outside 8 minutes, and they've beaten a quartet with not one but two world champions. Great third place for the Russians, because they brought a fairly young, inexperienced team, but it's gold and glory to the Americans. Martinez was absolutely brilliant. She went out hard on the first lap and had the stamina to hang on. That is a very important stepping stone in the lives of these female middle distance runners. You don't always have to be an African to win.
So our gold medalists, fantastic. 4x800 meter world champions. Well, world champions, world relay champions. Chanel, take us through. You got the USA off to a great start.
Yeah, I mean, that was my job. They said, Chanel, you like to get out and just make the race fast. And so that's what I did. I got out, got into a rhythm, and just tried to get us a good lead so that whoever was coming after Gina really had to work. And that's what happened, so.
And of course, Gina, you took over from her. How did it go? And I think at this part, you know, USA and Kenya are battling neck and neck.
Yeah, I got the baton in the lead. You know, I just really wanted to keep that lead going. And I looked up at the big screen. I could see them coming in. So I just tried my best to get to Ajay with the baton in first. So, yeah, pretty happy. So.
Ajay, you came in. Were you confident? Did you think that you could do this, take the gold medal here, with the first place?
Yeah, definitely. I knew the ladies I was running with were really strong. And, you know, I had to do a little changing for our race. And I'll say, you know, you got to push yourself. And that's not something I usually do. So I was glad I was able to change for my teammates, and we were able to come home with the win.
Fantastic. And of course, Brenda, you just stormed away. Just take us through that last leg.
You know, the girls, I was so thankful that they actually gave me a lead to work with. And I was actually glad I didn't have a group to work with. You know, it didn't break my stride. So it was kind of just a solo effort. And it got louder, so I thought they were coming, then I just kept pushing, and yeah, so I'm happy with everyone's performance.
I think someone like Eunice in the Kenyan team, you must have been a little bit nervous, thinking, wow, okay, she's, you know, one of the world, she is the world leader this year, but it just goes to show team spirit wins, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have four strong legs, that's what it's about, and we obviously had the four strongest, and so we're happy to walk away with the win and the American record. That was our goal, so.
Just happy to be wearing this black vest.
Oh my God, this is such a dream come true for me and for all of us girls, you know, to get a gold medal. I mean, that's like the number one, you know, goal of mine and dream of mine, and just to represent the United States here at the first World Relay Championships with these ladies, you know, I'm very humbled and happy to be here.
Fantastic. Brenda, you're already a medalist at the World Championships. You know, a completely different atmosphere here to the World Championships, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, everything from the people to the weather, it was awesome. You know, it's so early in the season still for us, so I'm excited what we can do in the summer.
Ajay, great start to the season for you. What plans have you got next?
Just to get in some Diamond Leagues and try to race fast. Definitely meet up with these ladies later on. We want to be teammates, we'll be competitors.
So, party all around, you're going to be enjoying. How would you rate the overall experience of Bahamas in the World Relays?
Absolutely amazing. A+, 100%. I mean, everything, the weather, the people, the food. I'm just so happy that the Bahamas was able to put this on, and they did a great job, and I hope it continues.
You'll remember that junk canoe music, won't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was in my head the whole time when I was racing, you know, that beat kept me going, and you know, I'm very, you know, it's just a great culture here and a great environment for this World Championships.
You'll be dreaming about it, won't you, in your dreams?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd kept us going, and I just have to come next year, you know, and actually try to better that time. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, well, congratulations again. Thank you very much. Bye.
The IAAF, where we is.
IAAF Radio.